Welcome to Simple Wins, the show where we talk to the architects behind the most successful B2B firms. And we're currently in the middle of a massive project, curating the 2026 B2B benchmark. And we're looking for the high-level strategies that actually work in today's market. And I knew I had to get Steve Sapato on today's podcast because what he is doing is fantastic. When you are looking for great ideas to help you grow your business and produce more success, Steve Sapato is your go-to person. Learn how to achieve more in your life and your business through his books, YouTube videos, or podcasts. Steve, a big welcome to the show. So excited to have you here.
Hey, it's been my pleasure to be here, and I'm excited myself.
Absolutely. So, Steve, I want to go ahead and look, because everywhere we look today, marketing gurus are preaching the importance of storytelling. But you've actually said that storytelling isn't enough, and you've coined a concept called storytizing. Can you explain the difference between the two and why storytizing is the missing link for founders who want to turn an audience into actual paying clients?
I'm so excited to share that with you. Yeah, storytelling is real good. If you're a great storyteller, you know, storytelling was invented to put people to sleep. Your kids go to bed, that type of stuff. And unfortunately, that's how it usually works when people are out there telling their origin story or their own personal story. It's so much about themselves that we're all like, thanks a lot for telling us, but I don't care, right? Storytelling should absolutely involve your audience. And so I moved it to a different level. I call it storytizing. And what it does is it takes your story, I'd say put it into your speaker blender. When you pull it out, you're using your audience's memories, emotions, and experiences to involve them in that talk. And it's such a concept that way your audience is always leaning forward, wanting to hear more about what's happening, not just with you, but with them involved in what you're sharing. That's what I love about storytelling.
I love that. And I guess what is the way that you can, so as us as humans, right, we have our own stories. But how do we kind of break that down step by step? How do we get to that storytizing type of a concept?
It's real basic. And we've already talked briefly, but I say I hate boring speakers. I hate boring presenters. Anything like, I got somebody on my nose that's just itching the crazy out of me. So if you see me itching, I'm just like, so anyway, people get boring because they want to tell you stuff rather than have a conversation with you. Storytizing has a conversation. So instead of me saying, hey, I woke up this morning and I found out I was out of bread and I wanted to make toast, so I went to the grocery store, you know, and I got bread. Nobody cares, right? But I go, hey, do you ever wake up and you got a certain thing on your mind, you say, boy, I really got a craving for toast or whatever it might be. And you reach out and you go, but it's not there. Bam, that's a bummer. You ever have that happen? And of course, people are like, well, yeah, everybody's had a craving at some point in time. And that's what we talk about. The difference between storytelling and storytizing is you involve them by asking them questions, by asking them about information that involves all of us in fairly common ways so that we can all relate to it. And that's important that you learn how to ask. And that's important for everything we do. I teach sales, I teach marketing, asking people, they call it the hook these days, the hook that grabs people's attentions to get them to stop so that you can then ask them a question that involves them and what you want to do with them, right? That's what it's all about.
That's awesome. And I know the concept of, and I'm sure you've probably heard this before, it's like your job's to get people's heads nodding up and down, especially when you're doing a speech or presentation. How are you including these types of questions, this storytizing, in order to get people's heads nodding up and down like a bobblehead doll?
I like a bobblehead. Yeah, we want that. We want that. You know, and that's one of the keys is always to remember that it's a conversation. If you're talking, now, you and I have both shared a conversation with somebody who was boring as heck. Why were they boring? Because they started telling about themselves and they didn't shut up, right? And so they start telling you about this, they start telling you about that. The key is to have a conversation. So it's always to leave a pause. It's always to ask the question, you understand what I mean? And people have to say yes. Most people don't understand this. The human mind has to answer a question when it's asked. Now, you don't have to ask it so that they answer out loud. But if you get them answering mentally, any question you ask, they have to answer mentally, emotionally. Like if I go, you know, what's your name again? Whether you know that I know it or whether you want to tell me, you're thinking, well, it's Adam, right? Duh. Or if I go, hey, a lot of people have earbuds when they listen to stuff. You know, do you have an earbud in your ear? And, you know, then you give them the nod. They call them positive. I've been teaching speech communications since 1990 at the college level and, of course, in person and in companies. But they call them positive modifiers. And positive modifiers are simply yes, no, right? You can shrug your shoulders sometimes with people. You give them a facial expression that requires them to respond with a facial expression. Most people don't understand, Adam, that you have to give permission to people to respond. So if I'm on stage, I got a big stage, I got 200 people in front of me. If I'm smiling, people are more likely going to smile back, right? If I laugh, they're more likely going to laugh. I mean, you've been places where people said a joke or told a joke and it fell flat. And one of the reasons it might have fallen flat is because they didn't give the audience permission to laugh or to enjoy that joke. And it's really critical that you use all of your skills when you're doing something. And put every salesperson, every marketing person, every person who wants to succeed, whether it's with your children or whether it's with your spouse or whether it's with your boss or other employees, you have to give people a reason to give you the information you're looking for. And that's usually by questioning.
That's amazing. And I know that, so you work with people on the stage, for example, to go ahead and do that, but also salespeople. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. I really like working with salespeople because most salespeople, and most salespeople, if you put them on the spot, like there's, like say I'm going to do a workshop coming up next month. I've only got 10 to 12, they said 10 to 12 people in the audience and they're salespeople. They want help with, you know, doing better in their marketing and their sales. And if you put them on the spot and say, okay, tell me your closing, right? They panic. They're like, I don't want to tell you about this, right? Because most of us aren't secure in how we ask for the sale. You could be a 5-minute intro into that final closing, could be 2 minutes, could be a 30-second. But most of us aren't really comfortable sharing with other people. They want to say, well, I don't want to give you away my secrets. Well, it's not the secret. It's we're not comfortable saying this is how I close my sale. And the problem is because you should never close a sale. It should always be up to the person to say, and how do I make that happen? If I'm trying to sell you something, you know, and I go, and then you could do this, you could do that. And they go, well, how would I make that happen? Great, that's a sale, right? They want to know how you just told this wonderful story that got them to go, oh, I'd like that to happen. You know, you said, or we could say, so if I wanted to have 200 people, right, buy my next program, and then I have to tell a story in such a way that says, if you want to make $200,000 next year, this is the only method that will help you make it. How many of you want to make $200,000, right? And notice how I automatically, I'm asking them, right? How many of you want to? And I'm nodding. So I want people to say, well, yeah, we'd like to make $200,000. Good. Then all you do is click a link and we can show you how to do that. And so those are the things when you talk to salespeople that it's all about finding out with voice inflection, with body language, with the words that they use that have persuaded them right up to that point that they need what you have. Does that help? Does that answer that question?
Absolutely, 100%. And when you actually get to the close part, so we talked about kind of like the lead in, right? How to get people interested, kind of like leaning towards it. Once you actually get to the close, how are you making them actually say,
I got a program out there. Well, and I'll give you an example. Matter of fact, I'll synopsize this program. It's called 3 Minutes to Yes. I'm putting out all kinds of memes and stuff on LinkedIn and other places that say, if you want to fill your calendar, you want to make $200,000 a year, then you got to have a full calendar. You can't hope tomorrow morning, wake up and say, well, I hope I can find an appointment. It should be booked. Every day should be booked with appointments, right? Well, people go, well, I don't meet enough people. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I can show you how to meet all the people. But the key is 3 minutes to yes. So you simply say, hey, why are you here today? What brought you here today? Or if you're a party, hey, good to see you. Hey, what do you do for a living? Now, that's not a conversation starter. That's a lead-in starter. If I wanted a conversation, I go, hey, what have you been up to recently? Then that's a conversation. I can have a conversation with somebody. But if I want that 3 minutes to a yes, okay, then I simply ask them the right questions, which is, you know, how long have you been doing this? You like doing it? What's your greatest challenge with that? You know, if you could do wave your magic wand and make one thing happen that would help your business, what would it be? And the people say something like, well, it would be this. And then you say, and it depends on whether you have the solution or whether you know somebody who has the solution. You say, so if you could meet somebody who could help you accomplish that, you'd probably want to sit down with them real quick, right? And the answer has to be, well, yeah, if you can solve my problem, I would love to sit down with that person. Great. And then you pull out your phone and you book it because they just said, yes, I want to solve my problem. And you say, well, let's sit down for coffee and we'll have that done. And then you have to ask the right questions, again, to get them to the place where they go, I really want to know how to do that. I really want to accomplish that. This is what I, if I'm talking to a sales manager and he wants his people to increase their sales by 10%, I have to get him to a place where he says, so you could help my people increase their sales by 10%? I go, if I could do that for you, you'd probably want me to come in and teach him that, right? Well, how could he say no to that? No, I don't want my people to increase their sales by 10%. He has to say yes. And I go, okay, well, then why don't you just go ahead and book me in? Because, see, the sale is done. All I have to do is figure out when we're going to accomplish it.
I love that. And that's the reason I wanted to have you on here, because you are the man at it. No, that's fantastic. And I guess for those listening right now, what would be like a simple win that somebody could implement today to really start increasing those conversions?
It all gets back to learning how to ask the right questions at the right time with the right voice inflection, right? And all the good stuff that comes with it. But it's always about, how can I help that person? What do I need to do to help them accomplish their goals? So when I'm talking with somebody, you know, I'm in a retirement community, and going to a coffee or something to me is like death here, because everybody's retired. They don't want to get better, you know? So I go out to the community and I sit down and have coffee. And then I say, so what do you guys do and how long have you been doing it? And I do all that good stuff. And so what it's about is you have to learn to ask the right question. That's why I say I've got that program, 3 minutes yes. It doesn't apply to just your calendar. It applies to everything you do. You want your kids to respond differently to you? You have to ask them the right question at the right time with the right voice inflection. I always use this as an example. I go, some questions are not questions. Like if I look at my kid and I go, what are you, stupid? Not a question, right? That's an accusation. So you have to learn to ask the right question with the right inflection. Now, I can ask somebody, and I'm always pride myself on this, is that I can look at somebody, and if they've said something really stupid, I can go, were you serious about that? Are you really that stupid? And then I can grin like crazy. And they're like, at first they're like, am I offended or am I not? And then I have to carry the conversation on, because I can't call them stupid and leave them hanging there, right? But it's all about how you make them feel. That's the key to all of your success from this day forward. So I'd say go out and buy a book on questioning skills. Go out and buy a book. I got a whole method called QL method, question and listen, QL method, questioning and listening method for how to perform better and get other people to respond more favorably to almost anything you do. The key is ask the right question with the right facial expression, with the right intonation, and you'll watch your absolute world just change. It's a phenomenal process.
That's amazing. And how do you go about figuring out what the right questions are?
You know, that really is a process. If I'm sitting out with salespeople, I want to go over their script. And most salespeople hate scripts. They hate them. I go, no, a script is what you have to have. I said, you're not going to follow it. Like I said this, then they said that, then I said this. That's not what it is. A script is, if I propose this, what possible responses can they have? And there'll be 4 or 5. If they said this one, how do you respond to that? If they said that one, how do you respond to that one? So your script is designed to help you. Somebody said that to me the other day. They said, when is the best time to know what you're going to say? And the answer is, well, before you say it, right? And so that's the key, to know what you're going to say before you have to say it. If somebody puts you on the spot, you go, I don't know, let me try and think of that. And you've seen people stumble and mumble and lose their way. And it's tough. So if you've got a pretty good idea of where you want the conversation to go, the person asking the questions takes the journey for the whole conversation. I can take you wherever I want you to go by asking you the right question. If I said, hey, we're wrapping this up, how do you want this to end, Adam? You want it to end on a really positive note? You want it to end... You know, then I've taken you to the end of what this journey is. But see, I can lead you there just by the right questions, like you lead me in asking these questions.
Absolutely. And Steve, where can people go to learn more about you?
Phenomenal. Steve Sapato Seminars. So if you go to stevesapatoseminars.com, you can find all about my programs. You can write to me, steve@stevesapato.com. I'm an MC and a speaker. I love doing those. I do sales work and communication work because I enjoy helping people. But my if you went to bestmc.us, then you'd find my MC page where I put myself out as an MC to do speaking and help people on stages and overcome all their challenges for that. SteveSapatoSeminars.com. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve. Pleasure to have you on.
This has been great, Adam.
Absolutely. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to go check out Steve. What he's doing is super cool. Really, really, really strong when it comes to the storytelling side. So everyone, have a good rest of your day, and I will see you on the next episode.
God bless.